My guest today is Deborah Quirk. She's a board-certified dance movement therapist. She holds a master's degree in dance movement therapy from Goucher College, and she practices at Shepherd Pratt, amongst other places. It's such a pleasure to welcome you to WBJC, Deborah. Thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thank you, Judah. It's great to be here.
So I think that the idea of dance ritual as a form of therapy, in a sense, has been around for thousands of years. But how did it become incorporated as a tool for psychotherapy?
The woman who started dance movement therapy in the U.S. was named Marion Chase. And she was a professional modern dancer. And many modern dancers about the time, this is the late 20s, early 30s, were starting to realize that dance had profound therapeutic effects. And so they began to experiment with it, and they began to look at psychological issues related to movement and studied Freud and various other psychiatrists and psychologists. And then in the early 30s, she went to St. Elizabeth's Hospital and started practicing with veterans that were coming back from the war who could not speak. At that time, they didn't know, but they had PTSD. And she was making great strides with getting them to open up. So people started to take notice. And then within the next 10 years, they formed the American Dance Therapy Association.
So when you're conducting a session, how would it typically be formed?
Mm-hmm. A typical dance therapy session is usually done in a circle, whether you're standing or in chairs, because you want everyone to see one another. So it's a mandala, in effect. And a typical way would be to present some music and then give the participants' choices, like what kind of music would you like to hear today, so that everybody could pick a song and then we would move to it. And from there, you might promote some imagery to get people to express their movement through imagery. And as the therapist, you notice what kind of themes are emerging. And you're asking questions throughout and people start sharing or they don't share. And so you come up with a collective theme that then brings the group together. And what you're looking for is some kind of emotional expression or some sense of connection with one another. Sometimes it can be organizing around body rhythm and coordinating that way. And then you slowly bring the class or the session to a close, and you spend anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes processing feelings, thoughts that came up during the session.
What sort of progression have you witnessed in some of the people that you've worked with over the years?
It varies. There are some people who cannot do it. They freeze. And so you don't push them. It's like any of the expressive therapies. Some are drawn to it, some are not drawn, and you can pull them in. Some people you can't. So the variety is people who benefit from it greatly. They say, I feel much better in terms of my relationship to my body. A lot of body image issues come up. I feel like I can relate to people through this interaction, through music and movement. Some, think they want to continue when they leave either the hospital or the setting. They want to continue with it because they find it very useful.
If anyone wanted to follow up on this, what would be the best way for them to do that?
Well, they can certainly contact Shepherd Pratt Hospital. It's open 24 hours a day. And if you want to, you can go to shepherdpratt.org and find information there. And if you want to find specifically about dance therapy, you could ask if they have dance therapists on staff there.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to Deborah Quirk, a board-certified dance movement therapist. Thank you so much for the great work that you do.
Well, thank you, Judith, and thank you for having me today.